All right, we're back now with Triton High School football coach Eric Burgos. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Big win. Big win this past weekend for you guys over Hamilton Wenham, 35-15. Tell me a little bit about that game and what it does for your prospects coming up for this week, because it's weird that we're almost at the end of the regular season.
Oh, it's extremely weird. It goes by extremely fast. Every time, but it was a good win. It was our senior night, so it was a very special night for those guys, and the seniors came to play. It was awesome. You know, our quarterback Max had 4 touchdowns, 2 on the ground, 2 passing, and then, you know, we had great senior leadership on the line. Another 100-yard rushing day for one of our senior running backs, Joshua Rodriguez. So it was just a fun night. Slow start, but we picked it up.
All right, now tell me, was there a key moment in that game? How was the game in terms of progression? You know, ebb and flow. Did you guys take the lead? Because I can't get a read on that game. I can't find it anywhere.
Hamilton Wenham actually scored first, and you know, it really woke our guys up a bit. So it was kind of a score. They score, we score. They score, we score. First half. But the second half, really, it was really where we kind of just came alive and started to play really good football. So they came out the half. We returned a kick for probably 70 yards, you know, to set the tone for the second half. And the rest was history. We just were able to run the ball well and kind of we shut them out the second half. So it was good.
Well, a nice rebound for you guys after a couple of tough games in the middle. And as I look at the Cape Ann League schedule, you know, Amesbury and North Reading has given everybody fits this year. So tell me about the rebound after the North Reading game, because you guys have put it together the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. So we knew we were a good team. And we know we're a good team. It's, you know, the schedule is what it is. You know, we went through a pretty good gauntlet pretty early on, which I appreciate. You know, we're really battle tested at this point, and it's been neat to see just how competitive the Cape Ann is this year, with everybody just having good games. And you know, that's why you got to play the game, right? Anyone can win on a Friday night, and it's been good to hit 2 in a row. Not sure when the last time the program's done that. It's been over 5 years at least.
Wow. Okay.
So it's just good to hit 2 in a row, especially within the Cal. And It's definitely building up some momentum. It's great.
And what's kind of amazing is in the Kinney division, you're really a game out of first place. North Reading is one game ahead of you going into this final week. So there is that battle. And essentially, let's see, who you guys have next? You got Linfield next. All right. So Linfield, you know, it goes from one thing to another. But just for people who don't know, North Reading is at 4-1. Newburyport and Triton are each 3-2 in the Kinney. And then in the other division, the Baker, Amesbury and Linfield are 4-1. So it is, as you say, it's an incredibly competitive league this year. But the point is you could essentially tie for first place. I have no idea what that means for your power rankings. Have you looked at, because I guess they came out today?
Yeah. So, I mean, this game coming up looks like a good opportunity if we can play well, to get a tremendous amount of points and bump up in the power rankings. The goal for this program would be to host a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
And so, obviously we have to take care of business and play well against the Linfield team, who's really good. You know, they just beat, the favorite Amesbury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was a great game. So, again, it makes it fun when everything's so competitive. You know, anyone can win any Friday night. So, it's really cool. But for us, our mission is we're already in playoff mode.
Yeah.
It's a kind of win and host kind of situation. So, we're in playoff mode.
Well, this game is a playoff for the playoffs. It really is. So it means something. So I guess those who have been criticizing the MIAA for the scheduling and so on, I don't know, man. This game does mean something. Ipswich picked up a win this week, so everybody is moving on, and the Pentucket's looking for their first win. Coach, what do you, I guess the last thing I would ask you before checking in on how you view the Linfield game, what are you most pleased with your team to this point?
Oh man, I'm just I just love their ability to adjust week to week. You know, they definitely come in every week with their best foot forward. And they're just, they've, in my opinion, officially have washed down the old Triton mantra. You know, they're no longer old Triton. You know, they bring their own competitive, fierce, type of swagger. And, you know, they're no longer a team to be looked past. They're actually a team to be respected. And the senior class has really worked hard for that. So I think that's what makes me the most proud, for sure.
Absolutely, and I can see your smile on your face through the telephone here. All right, so what do you expect from Linfield this week?
A lot of skill, a lot of speed. You know, they're going to be riding high for sure. That was a big win last week. They really got it going on. I hear it's their senior night, so it'll be a lot of excitement, a lot of competitiveness. You know, they got a lot of skill, right? So, and had a lot of seniors, so an experienced group with skill, with a lot of, you know, confidence. It'll be a nice battle. It'll be fun.
This is at Linfield. What time is this one?
So it's at 6:30 p.m.
All right, 6:30. Coach, it's great talking with you. Congratulations on the success so far, and hope we'll talk soon.
Yeah, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Eric. Be well.
Have an evening.
Bye-bye. That is Eric Burgos, who is the coach of Triton High School, the football coach of Triton High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.